由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this last message in our series, What Does Jesus Think?
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听耶稣想着什么，天路导向这个系列信息的最后一讲。
And today we are completing our study of the Church of Laodicea.
今天我们将要完成有关老底加教会的探讨。
We saw that Jesus is basically saying three things.
我们看到从根本上面去讲，耶稣话了给我们听三点。
First, he alerts the people to their disastrous condition.
第一，他警告人已经是处在一个悲惨的情况里面。
Secondly, he advises them to turn away from their disastrous condition.
第二，就是他劝告人要离开他们所处在的悲惨境况。
And thirdly, he awards them if they renounce their disastrous condition.
第三，就是人如果离弃所处的悲惨境况，他就会给予奖励。
First, he alerts the believers.
第一，他是警告信徒。
The truth is, most of us have some blind spots.
其实我们在人生里面，每个人都有盲点的。
And none of us can see our own blind spots without help.
如果得不到帮助的话，是没有一个人能够看清楚自己的盲点。
Otherwise, they would not be called blind spots.
如果不是的话，盲点都不会叫做盲点。
Someone has to point out our blind spots to us.
所以必须有人要为我们去指出我们的盲点的。
There are two possible reactions when somebody points out our blind spots to us.
通常呢，当人哋去指出我哋嘅盲点嘅时候，我哋就会有两种嘅反应。
There is a godly reaction and an ungodly reaction.
一个呢就系合上帝心意嘅反应，另一种呢就系唔合上帝心意嘅反应。
When the godly person is confronted by their blind spot,
当有人向敬畏上帝嘅人讲出佢嘅盲点嘅时候
，he or she goes to the Lord and examines themselves before God.
那个人就会去寻求上帝，去到上帝面前去反省自己。
But the ungodly, on the other hand, becomes angry with the very person who tries to help him.
而不敬畏上帝的人则是相反，他会去迁怒于那个想帮他的人。
And there's also a third group that is made up of people who do not react one way or the other.
还有第三类人噃，好似佢哋咧又唔会自我反省，又唔会去迁怒其他人。
It's like the man who said, "I'm neither for nor against apathy."
就好似有人话，我又唔赞成，又唔反对，其实我唔在乎。
The resurrected Christ is telling the members of this church of the city of Laodicea.
复活嘅基督话俾老底加嘅教会嘅人听。
Your blind spot is that you are not realistic in your self-assessment.
原来你们的盲点就是在于你们对自己的评价是不符合现实的。
He is saying to them, you are smug with your self-satisfaction.
他说给这群人听，你们是沉醉在自我的满足里面。
You are resting on your worldly reputation.
你们依靠的是俗世的名誉。
You are placing your confidence in your material resources.
你们的信心是建立在物质的资源上面的。
You are puffed up with your own worldly wealth.
你可能是很有钱的，你可能是因为俗世的富裕而自我膨胀。
In other words, you are blind to your true condition.
换句话说，就是你们看不清自己的真实状况。
You may be materially rich, but you are spiritually homeless and penniless.
你可能在物质上面你好多的，但是你在灵性上面你是无家可归，一无所有。
You may be all dressed up in designer suits, but you are shamefully naked.
你可能身上面着住啲名师设计嘅服装，但系其实你却系羞耻咁样赤裸住。
You may be able to boast about your eyeself.
你可能以自己嘅眼弱而自豪。
But you are truly blind to what really matters.
但系你哋却系睇唔到根本上真正重要嘅嘢。
My listening friends, I want to tell you, all sins are infectious.
亲爱的听众朋友，我想告诉你，所有的罪都是有感染性的。
But pride is the most infectious and dangerous sin of all.
但是骄傲却是所有的罪里面传染力最强，亦都是最危险的罪。
And Jesus had to speak bluntly to them as if to say, wake up.
因此耶稣没办法不要坦诚地告诉他们醒啦。
Face the facts.
面对现实啦。
You are a beggar in spite of your banks.
你有多少银行都好，你只不过是一个乞衣咋。
You are blind in spite of your eye powder.
你有多少眼药都好，你都是盲的。
You are naked in spite of your clothing manufacturing companies.
你有制衣厂又点啫？你系赤身露体嘅。
Christ alerts them.
耶稣警告佢哋。
Secondly, he advises them.
第二样嘢，耶稣系会劝告佢哋嘅。
In verse 18, he says, "I counsel you."
喺启示录三章十八节嗰度，耶稣话我劝你。
Verse 18 is truly a remarkable verse.
第十八节是一节不同凡响的经文来的。
The God who said, let there be light, and there it was.
你想想，那个讲要有光就有了光的上帝。
The God who clicked his fingers and the orbits and the galaxies began to revolve.
那个喐一喐手指头，宇宙星河就开始沿着轨道运转的上帝。
That same God says, I counsel you.
就是这一位同一位的上帝，他说我劝你。
He could have said, I order you.
他可以说我命令你这样做。
He could have said, I demand of you.
他可以说我要求你这样做。
He could have said, I command you.
他可以说我指挥你这样做。
But no, he said, I advise you.
但是他没有，他说我劝你。
Why?
点解要咁样讲啊？
Because God respects the freedom that He has given us.
因为上帝尊重佢已经赐俾我哋嘅自由意志啊。
I know that when you pray for someone who is living in foolishness,
我知道当你去为到生活喺愚昧里头嘅人去祈祷嘅时候
，and his or her foolishness is hurting other people left and right.
而那个的愚昧的人，他正在伤害他周围的人。
Our prayer is often, God, stop them.
我们那个时候的祈祷可能都是说，主啊，阻止他吧。
And God says, I am speaking to that person.
但是上帝却是讲着，我跟那个人讲着话。
We say, God, stop them.
我们说，上帝阻止他吧。
And God says, I am sending them various messages and messengers.
而上帝就会说，我正在为那个人派去一些信差，去带去各种的信息。
We pray, God, stop them.
我们祈祷说，主啊，阻止他吧。
But God says, I am counseling them.
上帝说，我劝着他。
Listen to me very carefully, my listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细地听我说。
God can terrify us, but he doesn't.
上帝可以吓我哋噶，但系上帝冇。
God can order us, but he doesn't.
上帝可以命令我哋噶，但佢冇啊。
He prefers first to counsel us.
上帝更加中意首先去劝我哋。
He prefers first to call us.
上帝更加喜欢首先去呼召我哋。
He prefers first to guide us.
上帝更加喜欢首先去领导我们，指引我们。
He prefers first to lead us.
上帝更加喜欢首先去带领我们。
Oh, to be sure, there is a tragic end and bad consequences when we persist in ignoring his counsel.
可以肯定的是，当我们不断地忽视上帝的劝告的时候，我们就会面临一个悲剧性和很大件事的结局。
So, what is he counseling these people to do?
那么上帝劝告这些人应该怎样做呢？
To come and buy from him true gold that will truly enrich them.
原来在圣经启示录三章十八节那里说，上帝是劝告他们找主去买精金，让到他们能够真正的富足。
To come and buy from him real clothes that will cover their shame and sin.
上帝劝告他们来到找上帝去买真正的衣服，去遮掩他们的罪和遮掩他们的羞耻。
To come to him and buy good eye drops that will open their spiritually blind eyes.
劝告他们找主来买那些很好的眼药水，能够打开他们属灵上面的盲眼。
Some of you may have perked up your ears and asked, did Jesus say, come and buy?
诶，可能有些人呢很精明的，他一听到就竖起耳就问，耶稣是不是说快点来买啦？
Is he saying that you can buy salvation?
是不是救恩可以买呢？
No.
不是的。
In fact, this is the deal of all deals.
事实上，这个是交易里头最好的交易。
This is the bargain of all bargains of all times and in all places.
其实这个在所有的时空、所有的地点里头，这个议价是最好的议价。
Jesus is saying, come, and in exchange of your sin and shame, I will give you forgiveness.
耶稣来到告诉我们，他说来吧，我要给你饶恕，来交换你的罪和羞耻。
Come, and in exchange for your pride and arrogance, I will give you my righteousness.
来吧，我要给你我的公义，来交换你的骄傲和自大。
Come, and in exchange of your misguided pride in your accomplishment, I will give you true peace, and I will give you true peace and contentment that you will never lose.
来啦，我要俾你真正嘅平安，嚟交换你喺自己嘅成就上面被误导嘅骄傲，我亦都要再次俾你一啲唔会失去嘅真正嘅平安同埋真正嘅满足。
Only a foolish person would turn down this deal.
只有愚昧的人才会拒绝这样的交易。
This exchange is not for equal sums, but instead you give him trash and he gives you true riches.
你以为这些是公平交易吗？完全相反，是你给了一堆垃圾上帝，跟着上帝却是将真正的财富赐给你。
In fact, the risen Christ is the one who is doing all the coming to you.
事实上，复活的耶稣基督才是主动来到你面前的那一位。
He is the one who is knocking on the door of your heart.
他就是那位正在敲你的心门的那一位上帝。
Although he is the master of the house, he does not beat down the door of your heart.
虽然他根本就是个屋主，但是他却没有破门而进入你的屋企里面。
He gently knocks and then he waits.
他只是轻轻地敲门，然后等待。
He knocks and then he waits some more.
他又敲门，跟着继续等待。
and his final decision depends on your opening the door and inviting him in to fellowship with you.
佢最终嘅决定系根据你愿唔愿意去打开你道门，邀请佢入嚟同你共处。
So Jesus alerts them, then he advises them, and thirdly, he awards them.
所以原来耶稣喺最初正话讲，第一点就系警告佢哋，第二点就系劝告佢哋，第三点则系奖励佢哋。
He who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne.
得胜嘅，我要赐佢喺我嘅宝座上面同我一齐去坐。
My listening friend, does not this boggle your mind?
诶，亲爱嘅听众朋友，你会唔会觉得有啲困惑啊
？It does mine.
我咧就觉得困惑啦。
First, he says, "Give me your trash, and I will give you gold in exchange."
第一样嘢，上帝就同我讲话：你啲垃圾俾我啦，我用金同你换啦。
Then he says, "If you accept this unbelievable exchange, then you will sit on my throne."
跟住佢就话，如果你接受呢一个令人无法置信嘅交易嘅话，你就可以喺我嘅宝座上面同我一齐去坐。
This award exceeds all other promises that we have seen so far in this series of messages.
呢一个奖赏系超过咗到而家为止喺呢个系列信息里面我哋睇到嘅所有应许。
It is exceeding in glory and in honor and in authority.
喺荣耀尊贵同埋权柄各方面都远超过其他嘅奖赏。
Here is what Jesus is saying.
你谂下，耶稣喺度讲紧乜嘢
？Let me come into the chambers of your heart, and I will let you into my Father's throne room.
你俾我进入你嘅心里面啦，我就要俾你进入父上帝嘅宫殿里面啊。
You invite me to fellowship with you, not for breakfast or lunch.But for the main meal of every day,
你邀请我嚟同你相聚，唔系食下早餐、食下午餐咁简单，而系食每日最重要嘅嗰一餐。
Which means the main foundation of your life,
就系你生命嘅根基啊。
And I will have you fellowship with me and my Father forever.
我亦都要俾你同埋我嘅上帝永远咁样去认识，永远咁样去同父上帝建立关系。
You hand me the authority over everything that is important in your life。
你只要将你生命里头每一件重要嘅事情嘅主权都交俾我。
And I will give you authority to judge the universe with me。
我就会赐你权柄。同我一起去审判这个世界这个宇宙。
What a deal.
你想下这个是几好的一次交易。
My listening friends, please listen carefully as I'm about to conclude.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在我即将要做总结的时候，希望你仔细地留意。
Every one of these seven messages ends with the following words.
在我们这个系列的分享里面，给七个教会，耶稣写给七个教会的信息，都是用这句说话来总结的。
He who has an ear, let him hear.
凡有耳仔的，就应该听。
What does that mean?
这句说话是什么意思呢?
It means that you cannot be listening to us and thinking, wow, this message would have been good message for so-and-so.
他是说到话，你不要以为一边听我们天路导向的信息，就一边想，哇，这个对边个，对小陈，对小李来讲，好好的信息。
You cannot say, this message would have been great for my friend, or my brother, or my sister, or my boss.
你又唔好讲话，哎呀，这个咧对我嘅朋友、我嘅兄弟、我嘅姊妹、我嘅老板，哇，好好嘅信息、哦。
Or I wish that so and so were able to hear this message。
或者话，哎，如果啊边个同边个听到呢个信息就好啦。
No，
唔系噶。
Jesus is saying that this is a message for you。
耶稣是说这个信息是给你的。
Not only to hear, but to obey.
不单止要听，还要去遵守。
Jesus is saying that this message is meant for you.
耶稣是说这个信息是直接对你说的。
Every admonition was meant for you.
每一条的警告都是对你去说的。
Every promise was meant for you.
每一个应许都是直接对你说的。
Every encouragement was meant for you.
每一条鼓励都是直接对你说的。
He who has ear, let him hear.
凡有耳仔的就应该来听。
This refrain means that Jesus' message to the seven churches are meant not only for the members of those churches.
这个重复的句式是表明耶稣给七个教会的信息不单只是对那些教会的人讲的。
But also they are meant for everyone who reads and hears these words.
亦都是为到所有听到这些说话的人而讲的。
They are meant for you, my friend.
亲爱的朋友，其实他是对你而讲的。
He who has ear, let him hear.
凡有耳仔的就应该听。
And my prayer is that you have heard.
这个亦都是我和麦克牧师的祷告，希望你已经听到了。
And that you will respond to the words of Jesus.
并且愿意你对耶稣的话语是有所回应。现在我想送上一首歌给你，叫做 I Sought the Lord。 这首歌是讲到说我们去寻求上帝，其实我们去寻求上帝的第一步，你以为你去寻求吗？其实上帝一早在这里寻见你。凡有耳仔的，只要你打开你的耳朵，你就可以听到上帝的声音。 听众朋友，多谢你一直收听天路导向。今日内容是讲到耶稣基督写给启示录七个教会的信，愿意我们每一个教会每一个信徒都是能够成为被耶稣基督称赞的教会。我们不要停留在启示录第一章第二章的地步，我们能够走到去启示录最尾一章的地步，与耶稣基督一起共享这个天国的圣言，共享耶稣基督赐给我们永恒的生命。在这里希望你继续收听下一个系列信息的天路导向，而万峰和麦克牧师将会在这里继续和你去分享圣经的话语。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，我们下次节目时间有一个全新的系列信息会和你再次相会的。拜拜。